Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is something that really rings to my core, and it's kind of hard to talk about, honestly, because I see so many people go through this. If you have kids, or if you are a kid, or you've ever been a kid, then this is something, or if you ever want to have kids and you want to be a good parent, then this is the show to listen to. At least this part of it. So what I want to talk about is a plague that, man, I see everywhere, and it drives me nuts. I was literally in church just a couple days ago, and it was rampant. I was like, oh my goodness, are parents just oblivious to their children on the planet today? Like, what the heck is going on? Why don't people care? And what it is a virtual reality plague that is sucking the life out of the youth and many adults. I see this in adults. Oh, it's nuts. And I literally see like walking zombies. Imagine that. Like the zombie apocalypse, it's real. It's today. And it starts with virtual reality. Or video games, Facebook, media, things like that. And here's why it's a plague. And here's why it's so important and what to do about it. Okay? I was in church and I was teaching some youth, 14 to 18 year olds. And as I was teaching, I was just dumbfounded at how many were on their phones and playing video games. Out of the 15 kids I was teaching, at least five of them, so a third of the group, were glued to their devices. So I had to stop the class, talk to them about like what the heck is going on, like why are they not being able to learn, and the whole point of being there, that they didn't even have to be there unless they wanted to, and that what's the point? You know, if I take my time out to prepare and they're not there to listen or to fully participate, then might as well just screw it and go home. Like, what's the whole point? No one's there to force you to experience good things. And it really, like, shook them up. Like, I had to talk to a few kids after class. I was like, hey, like, what's going on? Tell me, you know, why is this so difficult? And one of them told me, and he said, and he stopped and looked at me. He's like, I'm really sorry, Tyler. I'm so distracted. It's so hard for me to focus. And in that moment, it hit me. The youth are becoming walking zombies. And I know that might sound weird, but it is so true. They are unable to focus. They are unable to hold conversations. They're unable to have normal social skills other than playing video games or on social media. And this is crazy. They either play sports or play video games. And I used to play video games a lot. But I got it in my head, like, the point that you get so stuck to it that it becomes an addiction, that that's all you think about, and it, on your spare time, instead of creating something, instead of becoming someone better, you go and turn to something just to zone out. That to me is a plague. That to me is a problem, because we are here on this planet to be able to live a mission, make an impact. And as adults, those of you who are listening who have kids, why aren't you teaching your kids how to see this, how to actually step out and do something different? And many of us are setting these examples that aren't very good. I see adults all the time zoning out on devices. And I'm not saying devices and video games are bad. I play my good share of video games. The problem is when it is on someone's mind more than once a day, and it is just all they can think about, and in any meeting, any situation where it's trying to lift them, that they turn to that thing. That tells me that they have now become a victim and are now addicted and literally becoming a zombie. Which, if you don't think that's a problem, then I think you should wake up and say, hey, reality check. We need to unplug from virtual reality and teach the youth of today, teach the generations that even come before me, the plague that is happening and why it's so important. Because yes, as adults, it's easier to say, hey, here, go watch this thing. Go turn to this stuff so you can have a break. Like I have she's almost 2 years old and I have to be very careful not to let her get on the device because she is a quick learner and she'll hop on that thing. And the moment I take it away, she starts to cry. And I realize that I am teaching her to become addicted to something at a young age, which scares me. So I know that it's my duty as a father to provide that example for me not to turn to those things first, but to turn to reading, to turn to talking, communicating. How do you think you can make an impact if we can't communicate in an effective way? How are we going to create a good income that helps us do what we love if we can't teach the youth of today, including ourselves, how to unplug from virtual reality and get real? Let's get real. My message today is this, is that watch what happens, be present to this. Every time I'm in church, I see about a third of the people on their mobile devices, and it scares me because I know, and it's not just looking up scriptures or good quotes, playing games. And I know what it's like because I used to be so addicted to video games. I got to the point where I was playing it several hours, like 4 to 6 hours a day sometimes as a kid. And I got to the point where I realized that it was consuming my thoughts. I'd go to church to think about games. I'd talk to people, think about games. All I did was want to play games. And I didn't even want to go experience anything fun or travel because I got the same emotional fix through a game. And if I have to get an emotional fix through something that is fake, I believe that that's a problem. Why not let's give our kids, let's give our spouse, let's give the people around us the emotional needs and desires that they're looking for through communication and interaction. And as we do, we will feel more joy. We'll feel more empowered. We'll feel capable of change. Unplug, teach the youth, master this, don't be zombies anymore, and start working to change this plague that is so rampant. Thanks for listening to me today. Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Subscribe if you haven't already. Share this with people. Get this message out there. Check out our website, thefreedomcatalyst.com. Get plugged in, share your message, become so that you can be the leader you want to be. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll see you on the next show.